You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, my guest is Dwayne Hepner. Dwayne is a writer, visionary, and founder of the All Solar Research Vessel and the New Presentation Foundation. The All Solar Research Vessel is the first prototype of its kind to harness the natural energies while empowering the environment with clean air, water, food, and entertainment. The vessel will be physically located in Huntington Beach, designed to focus attention on positive ways to empower us, especially the children, which are our future, in natural and non-destructive technologies. I began reading Dwayne's books on Facebook, where he has many groups on a variety of subjects, and you can find him there as well. So let's welcome him to the show now. Hi, Dwayne. How are you?
Good evening, young man. Good evening. Thank you for showing up, and me showing up, too. Yes, thank us both.
Yes, and everybody that's listening and showing up.
Yes, we're going to have fun tonight. Yes, we are. We already did part one last time, which was an introduction and a little bit about the All Solar Research Vessel, and but we're going to kind of get into some of my adventure that leads up to all of this tonight.
Ah, this should be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm guessing that this didn't begin just with this lifetime. It probably began a while back, as many people have had numerous lifetimes on this planet, as I understand it.
Yes, many, many, and many in this realm, this physical realm, these galaxies, what the people term as a universe. We come and go through many dimensions, etc., in creation. There's five basic levels: physical, astral, causal, mental, etheric, and there are huge, huge variations and other dimensions in these. Most people are basically physical astral, because most people really like their emotional body, which is the astral body, which has the feelings and sensations. But yeah, we're going to go back. I want to take us back into the previous lifetime, which is actually the book cover you have on the radio show there, the From Then Till Now. That's when I was, prior to this lifetime, I was a half-breed Indian. My name was a Golden Warrior, or Goldie.
Huh. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, right. Yes. I thought maybe we lost Goldie.
We did lose Goldie.
Did you get a blanket?
Yes, I've returned, yes.
Okay.
I've now returned. Things happen. I hear a little scratchiness on the show here, so you never know. There could be asteroids or something falling on the planet, so we have to deal with their sunspots, yes.
Oh, that's right, yes. There's somebody on Yahoo said that the ice caps are melting and we're all going to be flooded, so...
Oh, okay.
We better hurry up and share before it's too late.
I saw the tide getting higher tonight. Yeah, so it is
yeah.
coming in. Yeah.
Oh my
yes.
goodness.
Yeah,
well, they
melted
from
they're very
lasers.
Well, you know, a lot of funny things are happening. We know about the weather control, chemtrails, etc., and we're experiencing that where I live in Southern California here. You know, weather control and it's not good. So it's a real wake-up call that I'm providing here, but. Let me jump into this real fast. In a previous
okay.
lifetime, I've been taught many lifetimes by the real universal guides, but we'll just go to the previous one here. Like I said in my book, From Then Till Now, my mother was white and my father was the Indian, but he was he kind of left the tribe. And so I started to have many experiences in that lifetime, and I was also taught by the real guides, mainly Rebazar and the boys, Rebazar Tars. And also, Paul was there. He had another name at the time, Paul Twitchell, who started the path known as Ekankar, the Ancient Science of Soul Travel, this lifetime. And Paul gives, he wrote a book called The Drums of Ek. And in it, that he gave a hint of some of the things he experienced. But Paul and I were taught by Rebazar, along with other people, but Paul and I were rather exceptional. We could recognize what everyone else couldn't. There were many people that he taught, and that was the is, the reality, the what I call the all-isness, or the is. Most people just identify with the gods of man. And so then we come into this lifetime. That lifetime was a preparation for this one, and Paul was to be first, and he, in 1965, took what is known as the Rod of Power, which Rebazar and the real universal guides handled, and Paul decided to call his teaching at that time, which was kind of the foundation of what was to come, and eventually I would step in, and that is that he called it, like I said, Ekankar, the ancient science of soul travel, and he went through a variety of things to fine-tune what he did. And there's a lot more to this story. And then when Paul left the scene, there was two after him, Darwin Gross and Harold Klemp, that were provided the opportunity. They were kind of handed the position. They really didn't have the awareness, but they took on Paul's title, and they really never earned the awareness. Actually, they became self-absorbed, especially with Harold today. He's working with the reptilians and the One World Order. And most people don't know this, and Joni's behind the scenes. She's the puppeteer with this, so it's very, very real. She's reptilian, sent by the Kellum god to take it down. So the membership, they're basically tap-lined with the reptilians. They don't know they're held to the lower astral realm. This is where it's kind of at today, and so my position has come around in 2001. Rebazar and Paul gave me the Rod of Power, and in 07 it became the New Wave Is, the idea of the Rod of Power no longer exists, except in people's minds. And so this is the new presentation that I'm providing.
Wow, that's quite an amazing journey. And, you know, many people have been talking about the reptilians and their control of the planet, and David Icke was one of the few people that really brought this to the attention of most people that are paying attention. And for many years he was ridiculed and belittled for having said things that, you know, the royal family is a part of a reptilian line, and that there are many reptilian lines, and that they pretty much run the world. So that's not too surprising to me and to those people who are listening and paying attention and who are aware.
Well, it's kind of like the Lord of the Rings is a very good example, and the rings in the Lord of the Rings represent the power idea that people want to hold on to and to control others with, instead of working with the whole of life where it's for everyone. Mm-hmm. And so, actually, these people are very afraid, and they, you know, they themselves have set themselves up a particular because, you know, it's like people go through an educational system, which they've invented, and they become familiar with the mechanics, and they see that they can do things that other people can't, so they start to manipulate situations, control others, dominate others. And really, when we look at the basics of the planet Earth, and as we go back, and we're really not seeing human history because they're hiding a lot of it. There have been many ice ages, and really when you refer to something like Lemurius or Atlantis or these other continents that were here, you don't really see that with the systems that have been created because they hide that evidence because they only want people to go back so far and to know so much, and they will decide how history is written. Because I was in high school, I read the slanted history, and it's basically deception to control the human farming on the planet.
And we are being farmed, and there's no question about it. It's very similar to the Matrix trilogy, which taps into all of our bodies, which you mentioned, the five bodies. They all have different energies, and we're being, many of us are being tapped into, and our energy is being siphoned off, whether it's the energy of hatred and negativity, or you go to the other extreme and you've got light and you've got the church and the energy of worship. And you can see how many millions of people worship movie stars and the Vatican and people in power and the presidents. And it's pretty obvious that the masses are manipulated.
Oh, it's very obvious, yet people don't see it. But, you know, most people have been embedded for many lifetimes. They've been here many lifetimes and come back and as an idea heard the word Jesus or these things or religion or church, and they feel affinity with it because many times, see, they carry their emotional attachments and drama from past lives. And you'll see the lifestyle of today, it's very fast-forward. It's very stressful. Anything from an emotional standpoint of view, which is like the goody-goody love or sensations or, you know, the stress factor mainly, and that's why we have the pharmaceuticals. That's why they invented the pharmaceuticals, and they're basically sedatives that control people, and at the same time they destroy their immune systems and everything else. Well, this is what the reptilians live off of. It is a physical-astral relationship, and actually, in a way, the reptilians are trying to progress back to something like the humans, you know, because the humans have the third eye and the chakras and all that, and their body types have evolved downward because of what they've chosen for a lifetime. So this is why they're reptilians, and they're really trying to get back, but they're doing it the wrong way. They're trying to suck off the humans. Instead of using their awareness and paying attention and having real guidance, what they're trying to do is manipulate things, just like they're manipulating the weather for themselves. And if it's not working, they're self-destructing.
Yeah, well, that makes a lot of sense, that they're draining they're getting their power from us, and they can never have it because you can't evolve that way by stealing.
No, it's like vampires, it's like the vampire idea. All these ideas like vampires and werewolves and demons and what have you, they all came from the reptilians. They created all this. They created the religions. They created the worship and the praying. They created all of this. This is satanic stuff, the God that people look to, the Lord God. That's the Kalam God. This is what the real guides call him. He's on the fourth level, and he's just a governor, lord of that area, just like a governor or a politician here. He's really just a politician, but he has more awareness of the situation. He's like the king on the chessboard, so people look to him thinking that, oh, you're a god, and they worship him. But this is all satanic ritualism, and he's also the devil idea because he controls all situations. He plays both sides, just like the cabal, the one world order. They play all sides. You know, they create all these institutions like the UN and the Council on Foreign Affairs and even the Red Cross. Hey, the Red Cross brought all the German scientists across during World War II, and they created the H-bomb. Yeah, so we're in the atomic age. Aren't they a great bunch of guys?
Oh, yes, wonderful.
Yeah, wonderful. That was the Red Cross.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and it looks so good. Yeah, they look so cool, don't they? But that was the Red Cross. That's why they invented the Red Cross. It was a disguise to bring them across. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of, if you look at the name Red Cross, well, then you still have, you have blood on the cross, which is an invention, I think. And, you know, that's the meme that they're selling us is that, you know, you have to die on the cross for your sins and this and that and the other thing. And I've never bought into any of that stuff because I never thought that that really happened in the first place.
Well, it doesn't matter if it did or not.
Right.
Realistically, you know, when you look at some old cowboy movie and they try to create a cross or something, well, what is a cross? A cross is a grave marker. It's a sign of death.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sign of
right.
death. And they have convinced people that, no, this is the sign of life and this is the sign of the gods of man. Well, it is, because they are the sign of death. Again, these are simply the governor lords. There's one on the astral, the mental, and the causal realm. And these individuals simply take care of those realms, just like a governor would take care of a state, etc. And the Kalam God is the top god. He is the Lord God of all religions. And again, the reptilians created all this because they wanted to control the masses. They control it through religion because, for the most part, you know, people rebel against the political system and the tyranny of, you know, being militarized. Of course they do, and today it's very formulated. So what they did is they created the religious aspect. It's kind of like the good cop, bad cop idea, you know what I'm saying? And so there's always this idea, oh, gee, we have to, you know, separate church from state. Well, they're all the same thing. It's like the Democrats and the Republicans. And it's like the big circus that's going on now with all the people that are running for president. All these people are bought off. This is a bought-off situation. It's a gimmick for the public, just like Republicans and Democrats. They're all the same thing. They're all controlled by the One World Order. We know this, and they're controlled by the reptilians. And so, but the public that's so dumbed down and microwaved, they're really struggling to just have a lifestyle here, so they're willing to go along with it because they're afraid to do otherwise.
Right. And then there's so much entanglement with the laws and, you know, having to pay the IRS and to work for a corporation and work your way up and, you know.
Oh, yeah, all these things like the IRS and the SEC's Securities Exchange Commission. I was in some investments, and they came in and you might say illegally shut them down. They created the legal system. That's all from Europe. Everything's from Europe. You know, the United States was originally a takeover, and they branded the Indians, who were wonderful and welcomed them, work with nature. They branded them as savages because they wanted to steal the land. The Indians didn't have documents to the land. They wanted to share something real. But the white men wanted to dominate, and this is the world today. And, you know, just within the last 200 years, the United States is nothing but a takeover, a puppet country for those that rule the world, and the IRS and all them. These are like the hitmen. These are like the mafia that are out there, you know, subverting people, keeping them dumbed down and into this ball and chain effect, but giving them their little thrills. You know, they created Disneyland. They created all these things for people, Magic Mountain, and go have your Coors beer or whatever. You know, that's not a plug for Coors, but again, it's to, you know, provide these thrills while the humans are in their farm, in their prison yard. And my hat's off to people that step up, like Alex Jones and David Icke and others that, you know, have brought this out and provided a lot of information for people. And the best part is what I provide with the new presentation is real guidance and a real education, and people can prove this to themselves beyond this one-dimensional matrix. In your dream visions, this is where life will show you what is real now by using the new you. And if those of you out there are listening, if you want to be awake and aware, I suggest not to use the you or the om or the amen, these words. They go right to the reptilians. You are tap-lined, and you are held to the lower astral. Life is decided right now. It is the new you that is the real connection to the sound-light reality. This is what it is now, and you can experience this. Your dreams will start to open up. You'll actually be able to leave your body many times, and you'll see your tap-lines, and with the real guides, they will start to release these things. They will take over your karma from the lords of karma. And within this lifetime, you can be free altogether. You don't have to reincarnate here again if you choose not to.
Well, a lot of people are talking about exiting the matrix, and from what I can tell, nobody has a real solution or a way or knows the door and the exit, because it's a house of mirrors here. It's a smoke and mirrors.
There's many dimensions here around the Earth. They're right in front of a person. It's a matter of recognition. And yes, for the most part, most people go into one matrix and another and another and another. You have to earn your way out. You have to have a very special recognition to see this. And it's more so than just the astral light or the Bani light or the avatars or the Palladians or whatever people think, or et cetera, the space people, et cetera. No, that's not going to do it. These people are, you know, basically trapped in these dimensions too. So, yeah, you can fly to other worlds. You can go to Jupiter or Mars or go into another dimension. But guess what? No, it's all in the Kalam God kingdom of creation. You need to get into the seventh level, the true seventh level, not the seventh level on the astral worlds or with the astral light. But the true seventh level in the real universe is outside of creation altogether, and only the real guides can take you there, and the new you is the real connection. It costs a person nothing to test it. It takes a while, but eventually a person will wake up and recognize this. We have Skypes every day and radio shows, and we have many wonderful people that have had many wonderful experiences with the real guides. And so this is where a person proves it to themselves. I'm not here to prove anything. I'm simply providing the writings and doing the talk shows like this. People have to test this for themselves, and it does work. Yes, it works very well.
Mm. Well, that's what I've been hearing and experiencing to some extent myself. And you said something interesting in one of the dialogues that I was able to listen to, and that you were talking about this being a black hole universe and that we're in bubbles. Can you elaborate on that a little bit, and then also about the sound light realms as being different and outside of that?
Yeah, well, the creation itself is encapsulated in a deep, dark border. That's what I call the sixth level. First is the physical, which is the lowest, which is solid matter. Then basically you have the astral realm with the fairies, the angels, and you have a god there, basically the old god Jehovah. It's actually Callum's brother, Jot Naranjan, who is the governor lord there, and he's kind of cool. But when you get there, he's going to tell you, you know, I'm the god of man, and this is as far as you can go. They're going to try and keep you sedated and in the matrix, and all they need is your agreement, where you just simply agree, because they have more light and awareness, a little bit higher than the physical. And so most people think, wow, this is great. Kind of like in the movies when you know, see these strong men or Hercules or something like that, and they're kind of like the old gods of Zeus and Hercules,
yes,
and all these. These were real individuals. They really were. And but as time went on, you know, they kind of faded out, and other things took place. More deception with the reptilians, because they wanted to take control. And you know, even in Jesus' day, Jesus had a lot of awareness. He was taught by the real guides. At the time, he was second or third initiate, and that's where he was in the 12 years he was gone. He was in the mystery schools being taught because he was a very highly evolved individual. But he kind of went out on his own. He did the magic tricks, actually got himself in a little trouble with the Lords of Karma, because it's not about tricks, it's about awareness, and he was doing a lot of hands-on healing, raising the dead, Lazarus, and all this stuff, and he really collected a lot of karma because of that, and most people don't realize that.
Hmm.
When you go to the real side, you'll actually see this, and as Rebazar was teaching Paul and I in our last lifetime and during this one, too, he was relating to the different individuals through history and what they did and how they did it, etc., as a lesson for us, and of course, Jesus became the star, but it was really the church that destroyed Jesus, because they saw he was getting all the attention at the time because he knew these things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He knew how to manipulate physical phenomena. And so what they did is they used the political system to get rid of him. They really had nothing on him, but they used it anyhow because they didn't want, and it was all planned by the church to get rid of him. But they didn't want to be seen as the bad guy, so they used their buddies, the political system. This was Pontius Pilate or whatever his name was at the time, and they drummed up all these ideas. It's like, well, you did this, you did that, so we're going to nail you to the cross. And so Jesus could have gotten away. It was his choice to do what he did. It's like, whatever. And so they dreamt up this idea, well, he died for your sins or whatever. Again, they created these ideas, and then they created all this stuff, all these experiences around it. Jesus himself never created Christianity, never professed anything. I don't remember him having a secretary that was etching in rock what he said.
Right.
But all of a sudden, you have all these, professed ideas and statements and whatever. It's like, well, he said this, and kind of like the creation of the Bible, where, you know, God wrote the Bible, but it was really people that wrote it, and all these ideas, and people buy this, and here it is. You know, it seems like the older it gets, it's kind of like wine. The older it gets, the better it gets, but at a certain, after 1,000 years, I don't know if wine's good or not, but, you know, at a certain point,
your
it's
chances.
Still okay. Yeah, it's kind of like aged garlic. It's like, how long can you age this stuff? And so, and this is where people become emotionally attached, thinking that, oh, gee, something happened in the past, so we're to look to this. This is what is called tradition. But realistically, like the sun shining, life is always now and new. And this is so wonderful about the true reality life is, and this is what I've been presenting since I took the real position. I was respective of the two that followed Paul, Darwin and Harold, but they decided to go with their own way and become self-absorbed. And especially when Joni, Reptilian Joni, came in there and took it all over, and now everything is just a black hole. It's they are so low in the astral realm, they can't even be seen with any light. They're so dark. But people cling to the idea of the business plan that she's formulated. And in the beginning, there was no worship and prayer during Paul's time, even during Darwin's time, when he became rather duh and became the embezzler. But when Joni took over, she created the worship and prayer and priest idea, because that's what the reptilians do. Mm-hmm, they worship and pray gods is what they do, and the all is. It's not a god. It's a true reality, and the sun is a great example, and that is that when you look up at the sun, you don't see where is the idea of belief or faith or hope or any of these things. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just clean and pure and real, and it represents the reality life is, and it's always now. I see it as always sincere. It's always on. It's always there, lighting the way, and this is how the isness of life is, more so than creation itself. Creation is something we all have to go through. It is like the chicken and the egg before it breaks through, and this is creation. But eventually, you know, you never see the mother hen breaking the shell of the egg. The chicken has to fight its way out because it has an awareness to be able to do that at a certain point. It has to struggle its way out. And so it is so, but the hen is there for guidance, all right? And the mama hen, when the chicken gets out to a certain point and can walk around and stumble around, the mama hen is there to guide the chick. And this is how the real guidance works. We all struggle through many lifetimes, actually millions, through different embodiments. From we start off as like an amoeba, a bug, we go into a tree, the different animals, and eventually, this is the idea that kind of Darwin's, the evolutionary idea of Darwin's theory of evolution, it's kind of along those tracks, but really what it is your real awareness moves from embodiment to experience that particular embodiment until eventually you have enough, you know, experience to where you start to recognize there's more than just these embodiments. And at some point, you're really very interested, and the real guides know when that time is ready. They know when the student is ready, and they actually come to the student and pick them. The individual many times think that they are the seeker, but realistically, this is where not everybody gets the experiences they want from life because they're really not ready, even though they may want it. It's a matter of being ready, and so this is where the guides appear in a particular, and they do start to have experiences, and Paul and I were one of those in this lifetime, and those that were, you know, like Darwin and Harold, they were in the past lifetimes too, but, you know, they really didn't have the awareness. In this lifetime, they took on Paul's title, they wear his title, but they don't have the awareness. They never saw the is. That's why they stick with the gods of man, because all they see is the gods and worshiping and prayer, and this just does not work. This keeps you in karma and reincarnation and tap line with the reptilians. It's very, very real, but most people, they have one-dimensionalized the membership and most of these spiritual paths, just like the religions of the world. That's why most people belong to religions, because these things are fear-based. People are held really... They look at the ritualism that is taking place, but really what it is within themselves, they're afraid not to be part of it.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Well, you know, my own father was like that, and he turned towards the Bible at the end because he was afraid that, you know, he was afraid he was going to go to hell. And so he... actually, when as he was dying, he was seeing demons and all kinds of things, and I kind of saw that as his looking at his own demons. But he had turned to that because he was afraid, and he wasn't true to himself.
Well, yeah, when people look at themselves, they really have to look deep into their intent. And as I took the real position in 2001, one of the things I really recognized, because I was introduced full force to the influence, the third head of the Kalam God. Paul talked about the two-headed God, well, in Talons of Time. Well, I brought forth the three-headed God, which the influence, which most people don't notice. And again, does it make sense to go to something in fear? Does that make sense? Does it make sense to, what's the old saying, you are to fear God? Does it make sense? And in the Bible it says, look at all the restrictions. I am a jealous God, I'm this and that. You know, again, people take this into a literal sense when life itself, the reality of life, is invisible and it's to be recognized and perceived. It's not in any literal sense at all. And so this is where the so-called mad scientists of the world that have created the atomic age and microwaves and HARP and all these things that are destroying the planet, you know, they're trying to figure out the reality of life so they can control it, which they never can. All they can do is work the dark side of the cause and effect reality that exists in creation, the simulator. And that's all they can do, and simply keep themselves trapped almost forever if they don't decide to wake up. And beyond, outside of the deep dark border, the true seventh level is the real universes, which is the whole of life, which is an isness. And there is no beginning or end. In creation there is. And this is the fallacy. You have a beginning, a duration, and an end. And actually, the realms of the astral causal and mental are collapsing right now because of the demise that's being created in the physical realm here. They're all actually collapsing and deteriorating. So the heavens of man that have been created, you know, just like the resorts on the earth or, you know, Atlantis, Babylon, Rome, whatever, the great empires, it's all collapsing, the heavens of man. These are places. The real universes are forever. That's the real sound light reality. There is no negativity there. You are a free being of pure light. But you must learn to recognize this. This is how you earn your way, to recognize it. It is not really a place. It's an isness that is here and now, and you must learn to recognize it.
When you were talking about some of the things that are going on here, CERN came to mind for some reason, that they're looking for the God particle.
Yeah, well, that's duh. Oh yeah, and so some people have been looking for too. The absent-minded professor is looking for the missing link.
No, yeah,
that's a good
right.
one. That's a good one too. Yeah, and are they still searching for the Three Stooges? I don't know. You know, I don't know all these things. I don't keep up.
Well, I think the Three Stooges graduated and went into politics.
Yes. Well, again, they're always looking for something. See, you know, the awesome reality life is it's so real that very few people really see it. They really do. This is really the narrow way. And it is an isness here and now. And actually, Jesus, in one of his parables, if he said it or whatever, but it's a very good parable, he said, the kingdom of heaven is spread upon the earth, yet man cannot see it. And so, you know, I'm not quoting Jesus here, but I kind of like some of these sayings. And whatever, whatever a man believeth, so be it. In other words, whatever a person decides, that becomes a reality. But he's really referring to creation, not the isness life is. And these are the many mansions that he mentioned. And even in the Bible, you know, St. John talks about, I knew a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, but I did see him ascend to the third heaven. You know, they've left some stuff in the Bible because actually the reptilians are pretty duh. You know, they're actually afraid of their own shadow. They really are. That's why they're creating all this demise, because they are more afraid than you or I. They are so afraid of themselves that they're willing to destroy everything to prove that. And it's so silly. They don't have to. There is a way for everybody. There's plenty for everybody. They're just so afraid that, oh, gee, somebody's going to take my, you know, it's going to take my piggy bank, you know. They're just so afraid of that. So they've got to create all this Star Wars stuff and all these, you know, missiles and things like this, and create their war machines. And all they're really creating is karma, because they have to face all this. Everything that they've created they must face it. This is how creation works, cause and effect, creation. This is how it works, and this is what is known as karma. Each person must face themselves, and they keep racking it up, and it just extends more lifetimes. So you got 100 lifetimes, you got 200, you got 500, you got 500,000. And most of these knuckleheads that are very duh here, the politicians and whatever that are ordering the wars and the takeovers, they're going to go straight into the Lords of Karma when they leave here, guaranteed. And they're going to go into the purgatories that they think is hell, that others are going to go into. But they're going to think they're divine in their mind because they're presidents and kings. Well, guess what? They're going to be in there for a lot of lifetimes in the astral hells. They really will be because of their karma. They go straight to the Lords of Karma. The average person will go across and into some place, mainly in the astral realm, many times the gray areas, or they don't even realize that they've went over to the other side. It takes them a while to adjust. And so it's a little bit different for everybody. But everybody's going to, you might say, meet their maker, and their maker is themselves. And all the, you know, just like here, everybody makes their own decisions. Even though they may think, well, God did this or God created that, and you can think whatever you want. These are ideas that people have been sold. The reality is that all of us are actually the heart of life. We simply have to wake up and recognize this, and the first step is in your dreams, or what you call your dreams. This becomes your first connection to yourself, and the new you will open that up, will open those doors up so you can experience this. Yes, anybody can do this.
Well, then, what is behind the beating of the heart and the planets and the galaxies and all of that? What is the energy that is keeping everything alive?
When this reality, the is the true reality, life is, and what I call is the all aliveness of itself, the sound light reality, where it has, decided the various positions in life, we'll say, or we call them levels or what have you. Here it's called states of consciousness, but that's only in creation. There is no consciousness. Consciousness is a created thing. It does not exist in the real universes. The real universes are an awesome isness. And this all aliveness has manifested creation so that you and I can go through this process, because originally we were in this ocean of light, this all aliveness, but we didn't recognize what we were in. So by the very fact that creation, this simulator, is created, it's like a piece taken out of life and created as a situation, kind of like putting your kids through school before they come into the business, you might say, into the business that the adults have created, or the so-called business world, or the world of the adults. But in the meantime, they go to school, and the kids resist. It's like, oh, gee, Dad, why do I have to go to school? I want to be with you every day, you know?
Right.
But it's, no, you have to go through this so you can wake up to what I'm doing and see it better. It's not just you just play around and do nothing and be duh. You learn something here. So this is the idea of creation. And it's a huge process, and it seems so very real. Of course it seems like that, because we solidify it into the reality that it is. It's just that simple, you see. And so we go through this process, and what's behind it is this all aliveness. But as it comes through, it's kind of like sunlight through a screen, okay? It's filtered. And as it comes through, it becomes a secondary source, okay? So it's like you're standing outside and you get sunlight directly. But if you stand in the house behind a screen or something, you're getting the secondary source. It's kind of like that. There's a screening or a filtering. And as it comes through the deep, dark border and then into the etheric, which is basically your fifth body or your subconscious or your intuitive part, which is closest to your real awareness on the seventh level, the real you, then it comes into the mind body, which is mental, and comes into the memory body, which is is the Brahm lock or the causal, and then it comes into the astral body, which is basically the emotions, and then into the physical, which I really call the duh body, because it's solid. It's just a solid body. That's what the brain is, the receptor. And people think, well, gee, the brain is the real you. Well, no, the brain is like a radio. It just receives things. And if there's something wrong with the brain, like a radio that you've dropped, you know, it's like people that have accidents, all of a sudden, you know, things go wrong with their brain because, you know, it could be their diet or they've had accidents or whatever, or they've had operations. And, you know, it's like kind of taking a few tubes out of a radio. It doesn't function as well. And that's what the brain is. The brain's really a receiver of what it really is with a real awareness. But here in the physical, we have the burden of the five bodies simply because we have to start somewhere. We have to, it's like we started in school at kindergarten. We don't start in the 12th grade. We start at kindergarten, and then we work our way up, and we gradually become aware of ourselves and what to do and how this life works here again. And each lifetime is different. And so to drag past lives really doesn't make sense. It's better to live this life and one life at a time, because all life is here and now. And so this is how this reality filters down. So in the physical realm, what we call energy is really a reflection of this all aliveness, but it comes through in a particular way that we call it energy, and it reacts a particular way because it's more of a mechanism here. It cannot perform itself like it does in the real universes, nor can you perform like you do in the real universes, where you are a being of light brighter than the sun, and your awareness is awesome, where you have no limitations. But here, you have the restrictions of the physical body and the other four bodies that are not seen. See, most people are one-dimensional. Even though we're in a so-called three- or four-dimensional world, that's not the idea. It's about the awareness, and that is that most people feel that this is reality, this is all there is, and many people feel that after this, well, there's nothing, or somebody believes in this or that or whatever. It really doesn't matter. It is what it is. You know, it's kind of like the old saying, did the tree fall in the forest, whether you heard it or not? It's kind of like that idea. Yes, it did.
Right.
Even though you didn't hear it, it still did fall.
Right, right.
Yeah, just because you weren't there and you didn't hear it doesn't mean it didn't fall.
Right.
And so, in your dream visions, people are getting the hints all the time, but you see, the reptilians want people to be one-dimensional. They want them to look to the outer life and the outer phenomena. And this is kind of, this has been Joni's role with Harold. And that is that this is why she has the membership parade around his picture, because they want everybody to be one-dimensional and pray and worship Harry. You know, so again, and it's like the Pope or the President or whatever, we look at these people as special or movie stars or whatever. Most people are bought off. They're bought off by the reptilians. It's very, very real. It's very obvious. But here's the catch. In other words, people have the knowledge out there. There's many people that have the knowledge of these, of the reptilians and what's going on. Well, that's fine. Well, they don't really care. Okay, they really don't. They've tried to keep it secret, but, you know, people are waking up. We have the Internet. They don't really care because they know that most people, and this is just about everybody, does not see the subliminal control that they have. And if people would investigate, just as an example, the Disney movies. Disney was 33-degree Mason. He was hired to create entertainment. He was with the reptilians. And there's a lot more to that, but most people won't buy that, but that's fine. I'm not here to prove anything. Also, in all his movies, basically all of them, especially the kiddie movies, there's all kinds of subliminals there to keep people one-dimensional. And they control people with their desires, eating ice cream, desiring this or that, drugs, abusive things, etc. There's many subliminals in these movies. And they can be traced very, very easily. Many people have traced them. Go on the Internet. When we talk about the chemtrails or HARP or whatever, it's all self-evident. But again, it's the subliminal part that the reptilians really focus on. It's not the outer part that's seen so much. They don't really care about that. They can control that situation very easily because they know how the crowd reacts, okay? But when you have a real awareness, when you become more aware and you are aware of what's beyond the gods of man and creation itself, then they can't touch you. They can't touch you at all. They stand back and the real guides stand with you. They cannot touch you. This becomes the difference. But most people will go to religion or the so-called good side of life, and guess what? They control that too. They control all the systems of the world. The Vatican controls the world. They control everything. The puppet country is the U.S., etc. They control all these diplomats all over the world. They control everything.
Mm-hmm.
The good, the bad, the ugly, they've got it here. And it's not about here. It's not about changing the world. It's about becoming more aware and doing something real. And so this is why I've created the new presentation. It is a new position. I'm not here to change things. I'm not here to rebel. We're not rebelling against anything. Whatever anybody wants to do, they have the right to do. We are just providing something wonderful, and anybody can test it for themselves, or they can stay here lost in la-la land because creation is doing what it's doing, and it's more than obvious. You see it out there. You're out there kind of in the wilderness. You see the trees dying. You see the forest, everything being ruined, the drought, etc. They're all controlling
mm-hmm.
this. You know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And the oceans and the nuclear plants that are going south, and you know the nuclear tests that have gone on, and the bombs.
Oh, Fukushima is purposely on for all these years. They did that with HAARP. They purposely did that. That was a blackmail against basically idea. What's his name? I forget. Benjamin Fulford. People can look up Benjamin Fulford on the internet, and he even did an interview with not the prime minister, but the Ministry of Finance or something. I saw it on YouTube several years ago. You know, where they were warning, they were blackmailed by the cabal for doing that. And they were warned that we're going to create an earthquake. Well, they did. They used an atomic weapon and they used HAARP. It wasn't a natural earthquake. And Fukushima is still on, poisoning the ocean. Most people don't know this because you don't see it in the news.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's been going on for over 4 years, and it's killing the fish, it's killing everything. And most people aren't aware of the Star Wars blasts in China here, unless they go to the internet, that have come down because you know, the cabal was rather upset about the devaluation currency, etc., and what has taken place with the new monetary system. So. There's a bigger picture. I suggest that if people want to see what's really going on, look to your dream visions, and more so than the 6 o'clock news, because that's all brainwashing. I don't watch it at all. Whatever's said there is marketing ploy. They're just, you know, loading people with attitudes and getting them to agree to really nothing.
Hmm.
It all looks
good.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right. To remain stuck in the hall of mirrors.
I call it the 6 o'clock news, and that's really what it is. It's all a crock.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all planned deception, yet people will agree. And these are the people that agree are the ones that are emotionally attached to the illusions that they provide. A real life is so much better, but this is where people are controlled. If they want to be controlled, they are in the human farming, and we know this. We know about all the kidnappings and things around the world, etc. This is where, when they want you, they take you, and you become their dinner.
Right. Right.
Very real.
And,
yeah.
Right. And then the global sex trade and pedophilia trade and
all
goes
over.
On and on and on.
Oh, this is ancient
with
stuff.
The mafias and all that. And it seems that it's accelerating because look at all the technology that they have, which is way beyond anything that we see here on Earth. It's all concealed and kept privately, held by the corporations, and they do a very good job of hiding all of this that is hundreds of years more advanced than what we've got. So,
they have all this.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and they use the military, talking, you know, respectfully. I know people in the military, and some of them work with us that were in the military. They know what's going on. The military is totally used and totally dumbed down. Working for the cabal because they obey orders. Those
mm-hmm.
that have real courage, you know, the president has gotten rid of a lot of them because they won't work the HAARP machines and destroy people, keep doing it. They have families. The way that this works, the One World Order works, is that those people that work for them will eventually be destroyed too. It's all a setup because just like anything that they do, any operation, everybody involved gets destroyed because they don't want any witnesses. So eventually, as this is why they're creating the robotics and the machine age for people to get used to, because they will have robotics that will obey, and just kind of like in Lords of the Ring, where you know, the bad guys wanted to get rid of all the humans. Well, it's like that here, to where they want to get rid of all these people, to where they don't need them anymore, because they've built the structures, they've done all these things, because originally the reptilians created the humanoids and then drug astral entities into the bodies and used them here as slaves to build their stuff. And so at a point they don't need them anymore because they have the mechanics and what have you, and they have the agreement. They need this agreement. And as long as they've got that agreement, they've got control. But without the agreement, they have nothing. So as people agree to the demise of the planet, they're taking part. They will be back in future lifetimes. They must meet themselves. And as the planet gets worse and worse, and it is a very rapid rate that's going here, because people, you know, like myself, are presenting certain things to assist people in becoming more aware and real. But at the same time, the those that control the planet are seeing this taking place, and they want to cover it up as fast as they can. They don't want this to take place. They don't want people to wake up.
Well, you know, because you talk about these things that are kind of taboo, you must be probably one of the most watched people on the planet.
It doesn't really matter. It's really based by agreement. I'm not here to alter anything they do. This is where people who are protesting, and you have underground groups or rebellious groups that are actually planning things against the One World Order and that. I'm not doing that. It's like, it's fine, whatever they do. I'm just here to grab a few people that are ready, because most people aren't. You know, it's like the old saying, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. I cannot, decide people's will. You know, if people want to go with these systems, and most people, and they know this, they know that most people are so emotionally attached to their gods, to their these ideas, or that Jesus and God will come back and save the world from what everybody's created, etc. And again, whatever idea it is, or their masters and gurus, hey, I'm fine with it. I'm just living my adventure. I'm going to grab a few people, maybe a few hundred, maybe a thousand, you know, whatever, even though millions and millions and hundreds of millions and billions of people will know, most of them will not have the courage to step out of creation or leave the emotional attachments and the relationships that they've come to know. They really won't. So, you know, for the most part, the gods of man, the authoritarians here, the cabal, the One World Order, etc., hey, they've got the playing field. They've got the ball. I see that. I'm not here to do battle with them. They can have it. You know, I'll grab a few people. That's it. I'm very realistic. I'm not here to take over, because the agreement is just too strong. And people
right.
want what they want, and they really do. It's like, you know, a fat man, 300 pounds. Hey, he wants a pizza every night for dinner. You can't talk. You can't say, hey, you should diet. It'd be better for you, and you might clear your arteries. But he don't care. He wants a pizza.
Well, now, doesn't the cabal also have karma, or have they managed to figure out a way?
Everybody
to get around
does.
It?
They think in their minds they don't. They only fool themselves, but they only create a worse demise for themselves. No, they have huge karma, huge. But, see, it's extended over lifetimes. And, see, the Kalam God laughs at the cabal. In other words, the cabal prays. This is a skull and bones idea. They pray to the demons. And that's the gods of man. And they think, the cabal, they're so duh, that they think that the demons are obeying them when really they're using them as puppets.
Right.
And right, they're just collecting more karma, and they'll just be slaves. They'll all be slaves. They think
right.
they have control. They think they have their little machines. Well, the demons and gods of man, they don't need this nonsense. These are little kiddie toys to them. So they let the little humans play because they like the game themselves. It's like a game of chess. They're playing the game of chess. And they're letting the humans think that they have control when really they're being controlled. They are the puppets.
How
so they'll let them have the money. They'll let them have the empires. They don't care. It means nothing
right.
to them. They'll let them have
right.
whatever they want. And actually, I've met people who've been offered, we'll make you rich, we'll make you this, if you'll just join the dark side with us. because they don't care. This stuff is so easy to create. Like the Federal Reserve created their monetary system. It's like nothing. Look at the agreement they got so fast. Look what they've done. It's easy to...
Well, they had to sink the Titanic and kill a few billionaires, but...
Yeah, they've done a lot of things in human history, and it's easy for them to get agreement because they can simply buy people off with what they've created, and they know this. And if this system shuts down, they've got other ones, because they always know that people will go to their, their basic beast-like nature of, they'll try to be good for a while, you might say, or try to clean up their act. But they're basically, if they're starving or hungry or whatever, most people are in desperate situations here. They're easy to be bought off, and most people are, especially today. People want the glamour. They want the fast cars. They want the nice home. They want the babes. They want their yacht. They're easy to be bought off.
Yeah, well, that is the marketing ploy on this planet, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And it's very easy. You just print the money. It's like, here, we'll give you all you want. You just, be our buddy. Go out there and pretend you're running for president and sound really crazy, because we've got the person over here that we're already going to have president. So you just go out there and be crazy and kind of stir the audience up a little bit. We'll pay you a lot.
Well, you know, Dwayne, that's going to have to be where we leave this episode off. I think we want to. We've got a few minutes left, and I wanted to make sure that you had time to mention things that are coming up and tell people where you can be found and all that.
Well, real fast, you and I are going to have a fireside chat at 7 p.m. like tonight, September 24th, 7 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio for at least 2 or 3 hours, and people can call in and ask questions. So look to Blog Talk Radio, and you will advertise that on your site, and we will advertise that on Facebook and everywhere and on blogtalkradio.com. And so I can be found, Dwayne the Great Writer, anywhere on Facebook, Google, whatever. I'm all over. You can find us anywhere, and we will send you a free book. So we will have that show coming up, Young Man, on the 24th. That'll be Thursday, the 24th, if I'm right, 7 p.m., Blog Talk Radio. So how's that?
That'll be a lot of fun, and it'll be a great chance to have everybody in the audience and everybody that's exposed to these ideas have an opportunity to call in and talk and ask questions and because that's really important, to be able to do that and explore these ideas, because, we are introducing them in a brief hour, and there's a lot of meat.
A lot to learn. It's lifetimes. And we'll have a 2 to 3 hour show there. We'll take questions, and all we ask is that people be considerate. And in the meantime, I suggest test the new you, watch your dream visions. You will have experiences with the real universal guides if you have a sincere heart. And it's just that simple. Have fun with that.
Well, Dwayne, thank you so much for coming back again. And it's been a great pleasure talking to you, talking with you, not to you, but with you. And I really do enjoy our conversation. So thank you for showing up here and sharing. Sharing your life with us.
Well, thank you so much, and we'll see you again. Thank you, Lance.
All right. All right. Good night, everybody.